This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm here in my very queer pink jumper.
Very good. We're joined by our next guest, Macca, Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia. Anna, welcome back to Saturday Magazine. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you all?
Oh, good. Look, we've had a lot of emails this morning. I've been upsetting people today, Anna. I hope you're going to be gentle to me.
What have you done now?
Oh, it's a very broad spectrum. It's a broad church, let me tell you.
What Anna, do you use as a broad term for the community? Like, is it rainbow? Is it LGBTQIA+?
Generally, LGBTIQ+.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to be intentional about it. You don't just throw every letter in because, you know, sometimes intersex people aren't affected by the issue you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's just thinking about it each time you use it, I guess.
What we need, Anna, is to have a nice big conference to decide this, but then there'll be other people that will never agree, so we'll move on to something else.
Oh, yeah. I'll spit that one out.
The religious discrimination bill draft, Kevin Andrews, you know, as his final act of trying to be relevant, wants this bill introduced. Christian Porter, the Federal Attorney General, is ready, we believe, to reintroduce this bill. Why are they doing it now? Is this a bit of diversion, Anna, or have they just never left it? They've just been waiting for the opportunity to throw this back at us.
So it's absolutely true that Kevin Andrews has been raising this bill, but I don't think we can say that the government's bringing it on right now. A video emerged this week of Kevin Andrews speaking at a Family Voice conference where he talked about there being a compromise bill ready to go and introduced to Parliament. But, of course, upon hearing that, I got on the next plane to Canberra and we met with a number of politicians and members of the government. And, well, you know, I think whilst Kevin Andrews would like the bill to be brought on right away, it's not ready to go. So the government said publicly it's not an immediate priority, but it's still an election commitment. So I think we absolutely need to be vigilant and we absolutely need to make sure that the case is being made that this bill shouldn't proceed, because we all know that it would leave not just LGBTIQ people but women, people with disabilities and even, ironically, people of faith more vulnerable to discrimination. So we know it's a bad bill. What I'd like to see is an ironclad guarantee that, particularly during COVID, the government won't be introducing any laws that diminish existing protections. But what the government is saying is that it's not an immediate priority, but it's still an election commitment. So it's definitely not going away unless we do our best to bring everyone together and make a strong stand and convince the government to back down.
Now, wasn't an election commitment by the Prime Minister around protecting our community as students and teachers in schools? Wasn't that a
Yeah, absolutely.
That hasn't happened?
No, and what's deeply frustrating is that the government, it was over 2 years ago now, committed to removing discrimination against gay and trans kids in school, or same-sex attracted gender-diverse students, and in faith-based schools. So they made a commitment. Mm. It then got sort of referred off to the Australian Law Reform Commission, and that inquiry has stalled. And the government's now said that we won't consider this issue, the inquiry should be put on hold until our other bill, the bill that is bad, passes the parliament. So,
we'll legislate to enshrine it, and then we'll look at why it's a bad thing.
We'll go backwards, and then we'll have a look at another inquiry that might last another year, and then we may legislate somewhere in the next decade to protect kids that are actually suffering right now in schools across Australia.
Anna, hi, it's Paul here. There's a couple of wide-ranging exemptions that are in the current drafting, which look to be like so wide, it almost makes a mockery of having some of the bill in place at all. Is there, maybe just worth summarising one or two of those, but is it possible that we can actually get the entire thing shelved, or is it too far down that road already?
No, I mean, if we do the work and we build the support for laws that protect everyone equally instead of these unbalanced, unorthodox proposals by the government, then I think we can win, like we did with marriage equality. And just before COVID hit, we had a chorus of concern against this bill. We had everyone from the Australian Industry Group to the ACTU to faith-based organisations. We did a lot of work with faith-based organisations that deliver services to the community who don't want to be tarnished with this brush of, discriminating. And women's organisations, like there was a civil society, industry, everyone was coming out saying this bill was a bad idea, the health sector. And because, of course, healthcare was one of the biggest issues, this bill would have overridden and undermined existing healthcare standards and professional obligations. So, in the name of, if someone had a religious belief, if a practitioner did. So this was, especially during a time where, we're facing these threats to our health, we need to be focusing on our recovery from a global pandemic. It seems so deeply inappropriate to be even talking about this this bill in the way that Kevin Andrews is. So my hope is that we can build the coalition again, that we can pick up where we left off this time last year and make sure that our government doesn't proceed with this bill, or if it does, we get the numbers in the Senate to stop it. And that requires every one of the Centre Alliance, Rex Patrick, Jackie Lambie, to vote against the legislation. So there'll be a lot of work ahead of us.
Well, there's always a few government senators that might require a bit of pressure too.
Exactly. So, we have members of the government that have been incredibly supportive of our community. So my hope is that sense will prevail. I mean, if this was a garden variety discrimination law, just like other state discrimination laws or the other federal acts, then we wouldn't be having this this debate. But it's because it goes further. It has these harmful provisions that, protect so-called statements of belief. So if you say something that's offensive or hurtful to someone that would otherwise be considered discrimination under a state law, in some circumstances that statement is protected under this bill. So it overrides existing discrimination protections for our community and for other people in the community that are vulnerable.
And I saw that John Howard said that he believes religious schools should be allowed to discriminate.
Yes, well, that hopefully puts him at odds with the government's current position, which is that religious schools shouldn't be able to discriminate against students. But we need to see some action on this because it's all well and good to say religious schools should be able to teach in accordance with their faith, and I think everyone would accept that you send your child to a religious school to be able to be taught in accordance with those values and beliefs, but you need to draw a line where there's harm being caused to a young person that isn't choosing to go to that school necessarily and potentially being exposed to if they're a trans person and they're not being accepted as the gender they identify as, then that puts them in an acutely vulnerable position. And that school has a duty of care towards that child, and we shouldn't have laws that actually allow that harm to happen to continue.
Now, just as we close, Anna, I've got a really left-field question for you.
Go for it.
You spend a bit of time in Canberra and around Parliament doing incredible work, awesome work. A lot of it behind the scenes, and a lot of that is involved speaking with MPs, with ministers, with staffers. What do you think, as a woman, is required to fix the culture of that place? Big question. Well, I think. But what do you reckon?
No. I mean, there's definitely an issue. There's definitely a problem, and I should say it's not just harassment against women. Given our audience here, I've seen plenty of harassment between gay men, for example. So yeah. We need to make sure that everyone, regardless of gender, is safe from sexual harassment and bullying. Now, there's this structural issue with Parliament, and that they'll need to overcome it with this review. So it's so acutely needed, because each and every MP is their own employer. So no one gets the training that you would get in a normal workplace, because your employer is potentially the same person that could be harassing you, and there's absolutely no sort of independent pathway for recourse or to whistleblow or to lodge a grievance. So these are some of the really deep structural flaws that need to be looked at in this review. And just, you know, it's a high-pressure environment, and people work long hours, they're away from their families. You know, we all know it's been all talked about before, but it's obviously no excuse for bad behaviour. And when you're talking about the power imbalance that comes with powerful ministers, or, you know, with young staffers that have may or may not have political ambitions of their own, but certainly feel a deep sense of loyalty to the party. That's why usually they're working for someone that holds political office. Then it's no surprise there isn't a culture of speaking up when something happens to you, and that absolutely has to change.
Mm. It's deeply disturbing, Anna. I know it's disturbing to you. It's disturbing to me. I just hope it's as disturbing to the politicians and the bureaucrats and the staffers. I know it is to the staffers. I'm not convinced that the bureaucrats are as disturbed by it as we are, and some of the politicians are as disturbed about it as we are. I hope I'm proven wrong. I hope I'm proven wrong.
No, I hope so too.
Four internal reviews, I'm sure we'll find the answers to your questions.
we'll say one last thing.
Yep.
We absolutely need to include the media and, like, the other people that work in the building aren't necessarily parliamentarians or staffers, but they're very much in the workplace.
And they
making sure that, they
see much more across the aisle than a lot of people do. And
And there's potential for coercion or you know, threats or intimidation. So there's the whole place needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
And there needs to be some an overhaul of the culture, and let's hope the multitude of reviews will fix it.
One out of four will probably be right. One of them will get it right.
Thank you so much again for all the work that you
do. And keep at it, Anna. It's really important. This bill, this bill is very dangerous, not just to our community, but to communities of faith as well.
So one quick question at the end. If people need to support in terms of the adequacy, how can people support what you're doing?
So the easiest way is to just jump online and sign up to our email. So www.equalityaustralia.org.au, and then you'll be kept in the loop about developments, and when there's opportunities to take action, email your local MP or target, the crossbench or whatever needs to happen. It'll be really wonderful to have your support.
Great. Thank you so much. Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.